Thrills. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Well, guys, it looks like we have our information in regards to Xbox and what's going to go with them, what's going on with them. So, I did see the podcast. It ran like 22 minutes. Phil was there. As someone who was working on the Xbox hardware and somebody who was like, you know, studios as far as their first party. Hold on, let me see if I can find them, that information here. But let me tell you what I thought. Number one, you guys heard me last week when I said I thought that that they need to come with this information. And because as an Xbox owner, I was speaking in the mind of that mindset. I feel better as an Xbox owner. I feel reassured. They did say that there was going to be 4 games that's going to come out on other platforms, but not the main, like, main ones. I think it's going to be a AA game. And State clearly said that, you know, he was like, the games who have run their, had their run on the Xbox and Game Pass platform, and they want to expand as the means to see to other platformers, Nintendo and or Sony, to say, you might want to come over to the Game Pass world. And we have more games like this on the Xbox platform. And so, like I said, I was rest assured that Xbox is going to be safe. They even hinted towards a brand new hardware that is going to be announced sometime in the holiday. He did confirm that and this is not in the in the podcast, but this is after the podcast. He did confirm Starfield and Indiana Jones are not part of the 4 that are coming to the other platforms, which goes to prove to me that. And y'all can say what y'all want to, Sony fanboys and whatnot. Y'all can say what y'all want to. But all that told me is that, you know what? Y'all did want it, Starfield. And y'all did pan Starfield because it was on the Xbox. That's why y'all didn't give it the attention that it needed to, because it was on the Xbox. Which, in my eyesight, that's fucked up. I'm glad that he came out and said that that's not coming. Because, and the thing that led up to all of this, I was listening to a lot of podcasters. I was listening to, watching a lot of videos and stuff like that. It it plays into the role of what's going on with Sony now. We're going to get into that later because they had their financial reporting and stuff like that. But say what the hell y'all will. PlayStation don't have no games that y'all like to play. They had Foam Stars that came out. And like I said, shit, at the end of the month, fucking Final Fantasy VII Remake is coming out. The second one of the three. And that's going to be like on everything. I hope. God, I hope. This is all I hope for this. Okay? I'm not even kidding y'all. And I feel like I'm just... It's just trying to prove my point. You Sony fanboys, y'all better go and buy this goddamn Final Fantasy VII game. As far as Xbox fans, y'all have a reason to, you know, to continue to be fans and stuff like that. I think that Game Pass is great for Xbox. They did, you know, say that there's 34 million people who are playing on Game Pass and whatnot. A lot of people try to, like, you know, minimize that, but I thought that was quite an achievement. I really think that was an achievement, and I'm excited that Game Pass will be having Diablo 4 coming next month. Now, they did say that the core will not be getting it, but the core also tells you guys that they're not going to, they don't have day one Game Pass, you know, but, it is what it is. Hold on, let me see something. Game Pass. Because if I'm not mistaken, yeah, the Game Pass, you can play on, this is the, on Game Pass Core, you can play multiplayer, and on Game Pass Console, the one that I have, you can't play console. Huh. But I think that the Game Pass Core, you don't get day one games from Xbox. But Game Pass Console, you get day ones. Because you couldn't get Starfield on Core. But you can't get it on console. I hope they change that shit. I really do. Oh. So Game Pass Console and Game Pass P- PC is just a little bit different from each other. Listen, guys, I'm going off into all that tangent and stuff like that. But, yeah, it won't be coming on Core. My guess is are y'all going to put the other Diablos on the Game Pass? I don't see why would you just start at 4. Just put them all there. I don't know. So, I liked it. I thought it was very straightforward. As an Xbox owner, I'm happy. And I'm excited to see what they do with this next console. You know what? I can say this honestly. I can honestly say this shit. And this goes for Sony too. Y'all need to stop bringing out damn consoles. Like, they're talking about bringing out a more powerful Xbox at the end of the year. Like, these life cycles for these consoles are really, really short. Like, really short. Sony. Listen. Their quarterly reports came out. Sony pretty much said that their first party games are not gonna come out this year. But we just seen that showcase, so I think third party is going to, like, you know, pick up the slack for all of that. But they pretty much told everyone they didn't meet their quota, and they feel like the PS5 cycle is already starting to slow down. How do I say this? I keep on saying it, and y'all, I keep on, I just don't know what more to say about the matter. I think that's what's going on with Sony, is that a lot of their games, their cinematic games and stuff like that, that takes a lot of money to make. And, they can't afford that right now. I'm sorry for that, guys. My phone was literally next to me. I keep it next to me and stuff like that. But going back to what I was saying about Sony, listen. Sony, I think you have to think about how y'all make games now. I think you guys have to stop trying to make such a big budget fucking game, because just like they pointed out in their sales number, Spider-Man 2 is just a little bit over 10 million. Just a little bit over 10 million. That means that is 1 in 5 people bought that game. And the reason why so little people buy games like that is because y'all sit here and y'all would rather watch someone else play these goddamn games over there on Twitch than to go buy the game yourselves. Or when you do get the game, you get it at a discount. You know? And then you put all that money into those games, but and from what, and then it got me thinking about, the PSVR 2. Also, it got me thinking about the PSP Portal. Like, tech is moving fast, really fast and whatnot. But, here's the gag. Number one, the people who actually do have the money, no, they don't even have the money, but who can potentially afford this stuff, is spending that money elsewhere, aka bills, food, and whatnot. So they don't have a little, they don't have a lot of disposable income. Sony is too busy nickel and diming people. I'm not here to say that Nintendo don't do it. I'm also not here to say that Xbox don't do it. But Sony is blatant about it. Like, honestly, I couldn't justify buying, and this is why I don't have PS Plus right now. I'm looking at this, and we're in February, guys. I couldn't justify having bought PlayStation Plus. I couldn't justify it now. Now, I know this sounds a little bit doom and gloom. I'm excited for this year in Sony because that last direct, you know, made me eat a couple of my words and stuff like that, and I am excited, but I'm not naive to what is going on over there, and it has me worried. They're going to have to rearrange a couple of things. That's why they don't support the PSVR 2. I mean, how many games are on that? What, 50? 60? And when they show them in the direct, it's an afterthought. But I learned my lesson. Hell, I bought the first one. And I was like, oh, this is cute, but this is niche. Because Xbox just announced that they were going to bring out a more powerful system or a new system, and possibly they're going to bring out a handheld. And I think the reason why they want to do that is because they want to give you the option to stream cloud gaming, which would be kind of smart, you know? Like if I had a handheld, you know, a PS Portal. If I had a PS Portal for Xbox that had 5G that can play or stream Xbox game, that's a seller for me. And you can attach it to your phone plan and whatnot. That's a seller. I mean, I would buy that. But I see a PS5 Pro coming sooner than later. I think they're going to announce it sometime this year. Possibly in the summer. And you know Nintendo, they showing off their, they're showing off Princess Peach game. Baby, Nintendo was like, I'm just over here. I'm just making games for my players, and that's all that's going to happen. So, you know, that's pretty much it from them. And again, I'm enjoying gaming. Right now, I did kind of walk away from Power World. Not to say that it's not a good game, but I think that I, like, you know, I got pretty much all of those Pokemon, all those pals and stuff like that. But that's a game that people need to watch. I can't wait for season 2 to come. And then I went right back to Fortnite. And, you know, I'm always playing Animal Crossing. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. First off, I would like to say this. I was watching the Super Bowl, and Beyoncé announced Act 2, I believe, of her trilogy. The first one being The Renaissance. The second one, we don't have a name for it, but it comes out next month. She announced this on the Super Bowl. And it's going to be a country album. Her first song is Texas Hold'em. Her second single is 16 Carriages. Out of those two, my favorite, and mind you guys, I don't really care for country. I don't really care for country. "16 Carriages"? That's a beautiful fucking song, man. That is a beautiful fucking song. I can't stop listening to that song. It's so beautifully written and produced. Now, didn't I tell you guys last week? I said I wanted Beyoncé to announce a new album to go up against Taylor. People were like, Beyoncé was fucked up for announcing an album on the Super Bowl and stuff like that on that stage and whatnot. Took all the oxygen out of Usher's performance and the game and whatnot. I was like, Taylor Swift did that. Well, Taylor Swift announced her album on that Grammy stage. Everyone else gave a fuck about who won. They only cared about this new album. What fucked me up about a lot of shit that happened post the announcement is that, number one, Apple, all of the streaming services tried to label these songs pop. It took Beyoncé's team and Beyond the Beehive, the Beehive, and shit to fuck with. They called them and told them, this isn't pop, this is country. Bitch, if you listen to it, the first thing came to my mind was, I said, oh, this is completely country. It has strings, it has banjo, banjo or bangos or whatever the fuck they call banjos. And yeah, these are country songs. As a matter of fact, she will be one of two people that ever topped, I mean, as far as black people, that ever topped the country chart that's black. The first being Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X for Country Road. So, shout out to Beyoncé for doing that. So then, you know, there was this discourse, like, she's cosplaying and everything and whatnot. And I was like, Hold the fuck on. I know. I was one of the people that was like, isn't Taylor Swift pop? I mean, isn't Taylor Swift country? Taylor went full pop with 1989. Great album. And she proved to me that she decided to be in pop. But there was no hoopla about this. Why is it that y'all don't want Beyoncé in country? Beyoncé is going to shut down a lot of these motherfucking barriers that y'all have literally locked black people out of. You have locked a lot of black people out of this genre. Seriously. Talking about K. Michelle is more country. Why the fuck is K. Michelle not shown in any of the CMA awards? I know a lot of country artists. Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Garth Brooks. What's her name again? Taylor Swift. I know a lot of them that been that genre, but their core is country. They been the genre more into pop and shit like that. One radio station, someone tried to call in and say they want to hear Beyoncé's new single. And then they got an email back talking about, Beyoncé is pop and we don't play Beyoncé music and stuff like that because this is a primary country station, which I know it's bullshit, and people have came out in droves because it was bullshit. They literally tried to redline Beyoncé, and for the niggas in the back, this is why she doing what she's doing. Beyoncé at this moment has the cachet. To say, you're not going to, I'm not only going to kick down these fucking doors that the people behind me can get in, but this shit is stupid. Y'all done clearly forgot where the fuck this shit originated from. It's insane. You got country singers who's coming out like saying, I don't understand why she's trying to, you know, try to be. You know what, y'all know what y'all did. Y'all know what y'all did. Let's not be stupid here. You know what you did. Y'all know how it's going down. Hell, we all do. We all do. We see you. Y'all and y'all fuck shit. But now they're playing it on country stations. Because if you listen to the songs, which I'm sure you not, a lot of you are, there it's a country album. It's the shit that Jay-Z was talking about when he went up there and said what he said at the Grammys. Some of y'all shouldn't even be in a category. I knew that was a shot at Taylor. It makes sense now. A lot of you shouldn't be in the categories that you're in. It's going, and at the end of the day, the one thing that the Beehive literally told everyone, get ready. Get ready. Because they're going to be on some bullshit. It wasn't 24 hours before some shenanigans already start showing up. You know, old country singers and stuff like that talking about they don't want her music in the genre. It's bullshit. I can tell you one thing for certain, and two things for sure. I said this time around, and again, I am not a country. Oh God, I do not like country. That being said, I'm going to support this album. I'm going to support this album. I want to see what the Grammys do this year. I really want to see what happens. Prove us wrong. Prove us wrong with these shenanigans. Monique. Ooh, baby, Monique. Monique and her son, Salam. Okay. Her first son from her first husband came out, did an Instagram story saying that Monique was a terrible mother and that she put her career ahead of him and whatnot, and that he just had some grievances that he aired out, which was his right. He said that there was some indiscretions that that was from that Club Shay Shay interview, which was really good. But even in that interview, guys, even in that interview, Monique said she was a fucked up ass mom. Monique said that she didn't have her shit together and that it affected her first son, and it very well may be affecting her twins. And I guess how do I say this? I guess this is why Monique led such a charge on this these backhand backdoor shenanigans that literally fucked up a lot of shit for her. You know? Because she wouldn't quote unquote play the game. And her first son was a casualty of that. And Monique has nothing but, she has shown accountability. She has shown remorse. And she wants to, work it out with her son. Her son is now 33 years old, guys. And that's a lot of people, like, they were sharpening up their knives and they were finna go and slice Monique's ass up. And Monique came out with that fucking video with Sydney, and she was addressing some of the things that her son said. And she was like, the door is open on her end. And a lot of people were like, and I was guilty of this, guys. I was guilty of this. I said, Monique, I love you down, but it is not the child's job to fix what you fucked up. The child didn't ask to come into this world. You brought that child into this world. But after thinking about it, both parties was wrong. I hear the hurt and the resentment in her son's voice. And he has every right to have grievance towards his mom. Every right. However, when Monique showed and came to proceed, when she was fighting to have a relationship with you and try to fix things with you, you closed the door on her. And baby, that was your right. You was not ready to deal with that. Now that Monique is fighting for her career right now, you want to approach your mother and say, I want to work things out. And now she doesn't have the time to do something, to do this. And you're upset about that. Just like you was when you were younger, because she was putting her career before you. Monique was fucked up for doing that. And Monique was fucked up for doing it again. But I cannot take away the fact that Monique tried to make amends. It's the way of the universe right now. That is just not, it's not connecting. But Monique had expressed that she is there for you when you need her to be. It's just that she can't give you 100% because she's trying to survive. And she's just hoping you understand that. Now, God, I felt like I was being her motherfucking publicist, and I'm nowhere near her publicist. But baby, let me say this part. Let me say this part. Sydney, you need to sit the fuck down. I understand that you are uncle to her first son, but when he was younger, you try to play daddy. That confused him. But Sydney, this has fuck all to do with you. This has fuck all to do with you. And it also shed light with why people side-eye you so much. It's like, I feel that you snuck your ass up in Monique's life when Monique was at her lowest. That's just my feelings about the matter. I think you did that, and I think you did it on purpose. Which is fucked up in my eyes. That's fucked up. Sydney, you need to stay the fuck out of this. You have to stay the fuck away from this. Shut the fuck up. I understand that you are Monique's manager, but shut the hell up. Let them two work this out. My hope is that y'all don't continue to bring this shit out on social media. We don't care. We really don't. This is a family table conversation. And you don't need us to be adding into this shit. And the second thing, and I say this again, you niggas and you motherfuckers, y'all need to stop trying to motherfucking hang every goddamn black woman and try to diminish everything a black woman is saying. And or doing. I mean, my God. It's like, If a black woman says any goddamn thing, Y'all wanna stand in defiance. Like, oh, fuck up. You don't wanna hear your shit. Well, if y'all want to hear her shit, then just shut the fuck up. Stop searching for her shit. It's crazy. Well, hold on. When does the Oscars come out? Oh, girl, that came out in March. Why did I think that the Oscars come out this Sunday? Not this Sunday, but this month. I don't know. I'm still not gonna watch it. But I will tell you one goddamn thing. Zendaya, who just was, she's just announced that she's gonna be on the board of the Met Gala 2024. When I tell you lot, Zendaya is bad as fuck when it comes to fashion. Zendaya is that bitch. Zendaya is that bitch. This Doom press, I I can't. She's in London now, and Tom is just so smitten. God, they are so cute together. I love this one. Let me see if I can find this. Between she had showed up and she had an interview with Issa Rae, and this is what she said.
Like when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, how much you have to fight the urge to say, "Wow, these other bitches aren't even close."
That shit is so funny because Zendaya is just, she is just that fucking good when it comes to dressed up. Like, La Roche, not, what the fuck his name is? I know his name is Roche, but, darling, I'm like, Roche, start a fucking house. Girl, this is your moment. This is your moment. Stop letting it pass you by. Do you remember? Okay, because they kind of said they didn't want to retire, but they did. They kind of retired, but they say we're still going to work with Zendaya. Bitch, this whole fucking press tour has, for Dune 2, has been on these bitches' neck. Zendaya has been on these hoes' neck. It's embarrassing. Her co-stars? Girl, I don't even know why y'all show up. I don't know why y'all show up. Oh, God. That's enough. What else happened? If he... Oh, God. Yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, Ariana Grande. I don't know. She's doing a single with Mariah Carey. Outside of that, I can't for her now. I can't. Because I know she's a homewrecker. Like, girl, bye. Girl, bye. All right, guys, and with that, I'll close this segment. And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. And I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.